this can only mean one thing, can't it? Who is on the Super Celebrity Hotline, Anna?
Oh, you know it.
Carrie Wood, all part of WTN's True Blue Playoff Plus from Wintrust, home of Cubs checking.
How we doing, guys?
Well, couldn't be better, Karen.
No, not good, because I think that, you know, Ro having all this anxiety is finally starting to rub off on me, for instance. I had low blood pressure my entire life until today, I think. Today I've got
to check. Does it seem like things are getting worse and they haven't played a game yet?
Well, it is funny. You know, it is. Bill Leff said this on Wednesday. He said, you know, I was thinking, you're pulling for the Giants, and then the home run, and you're like, oh, no, God, I wish the Mets had won.
It's so true. Like, oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, I think right now there is so much of a sense, and I think that's why I'm a very wise man, uh-huh. People, that I've been trying to keep, stay within myself here. I've been trying not to get too excited about this, mm-hmm. or to, you know, make too many positive pronouncements, because then it feels like I'm throwing too much energy into the universe. But Carrie has said consistently, including on the stage on Tuesday when we were doing the Sun-Times event at Harry Carey's, that this is, you know, if you're not going to enjoy it now, when are you going to enjoy it?
That's right. Well, now that time's over, Ro. That was a regular season. Now it's postseason. It's time to panic.
Don't tell him that.
Every man for themselves.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
But this team has got, I mean, they're feeling a little bit, but they're loose, right, Carrie? Everything's good. We're feeling good.
These guys are ready to go. They've been sitting around for a week. They've been chopping at the bit. So, yeah, these guys are ready to roll, and I'm sure they'll get that first inning jitter stuff out of the way and fall into place. But, you know, really, that would be the only concern that I have. I don't have a concern about the team, mm-hmm. team we're playing, or the talent of our guys versus their guys. My only concern would be the time off that we've had, and we'll shake that rust off in a hurry, I'm sure.
Time off being that it has been 5 days. That could really very rarely, except even the All-Star break, I think it's just 5 days, right? Total.
Yeah, and you don't really know. I think it's four is the most.
Yeah.
But it's been, 5 or 6 days now, and you know, three weeks or so since we played a meaningful game. But
how important is that? Let's go back to that for a second, because you know, some of the guys were resting, and then I think that, you know, and Joe Maddon, we all agree that he's very, very skilled as a manager, chose to start sort of amping up and rotating people in and getting everybody kind of ready for game shape here. And but then, you know, you do have the time off. They did play. I thought this was kind of interesting. They played a simulated game. And how important is that? Does that work? Does that mean anything?
No, it's like kissing your sister. It just doesn't, you know, it doesn't, you can't duplicate that game situation. You can never get the same adrenaline, the same intensity. And guys will try to put on different uniforms, the road uniform versus home uniform and all that stuff, and try to get into it a little bit. At least we did. Ultimately, it's just getting your work done. Pitchers seeing some live hitters. Hitters seeing some live pitching. But you can't really duplicate the intensity and the adrenaline of an actual game. But more so than that, it's the 3 weeks. But I think towards the end of our season, we played some exciting games down the stretch. We fell behind in a couple games early and battled back. So even though they weren't meaningful for us, it was. We didn't show any quit, regardless of who was in our lineup. So we played those games to win. So I think that makes a difference down the stretch, too.
Yeah. All right. So now you're singing the 7-thing stretch tonight, right?
Yeah. I think I'm going to co-sing it.
Yes. You. With you and Demp, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Did you guys practice?
We haven't. I'm probably just going to let him take the lead on that. I think I'm going to have to let him. He's going to.
He's pretty assertive.
Hopefully he jumps out in the Harry Carey voice and just kills him.
I love it.
It's true. He does do one of the most spot on Harry Carey impressions, and it's so funny because I'm thinking to myself now. Ryan Dempster grew up in the BC coast of Canada, right? Mm-hmm. He's I can't figure out how he got his Harry Carey chops. I mean. You know, kids growing up around baseball in America, certainly that makes sense because people watch the Cubs on the Superstation and hear Harry Carey and things like that. But I'm still trying to figure out where that came
from. You've got the Will Ferrell aspect of it too, right? So there's a Will Ferrell Harry Carey that a lot of people do. No more than the actuary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I think Demp is just is doing that. So are you much of a singer, Carrie? Are you?
I'm not much of a singer at all, actually. No.
Yeah, this ought to be fun. You've done this before, though.
Yeah, I've sang it before. You try to. I just kind of start the first couple and hum along and wave the microphone
there
out
there. There you
go.
And
let them sing it. And
yeah, Harry used to do it like that too.
Yeah, he kind of
in the older days, in the
you
later days.
Sure, why exactly? Yeah. Some days, if he was. Yeah.
What about the party room?
Violette is very curious about the party
room. What would you like to know about the party room? I haven't been in the party room when it's actually been in use. But
Well, do you have access to the party room?
Probably not tonight. Mm. Maybe in a more important game. Not that this one's not important, but I think it's going to get some action here in the next few nights, hopefully.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, can I get access to the party room?
No, I know what you're asking.
Okay.
Figured that out. With word one.
No, not today.
I'm looking out for numero uno right now. I'm trying to get into the party room. That's the hottest place on the planet right now.
All right, well, if I get in, now I know who not to invite.
Okay.
Right. I think Carrie will get in on his own.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Well deserved.
Mm-hmm. Do they really have a disco ball and like...
Yeah, they've got a disco ball, uh-huh. They've got a fog machine and a lot of speakers. That's actually right where our old clubhouse used to be. It's kind of at the end of our clubhouse. So mm-hmm.
Now, what my guess here is... I think they've painted it black, too, if you pardon the expression. What my guess here is that, like, on a night like tonight, if the Cubs were to win this game, it's very serious. They're serious focus to take two at home here, right? Because you don't want to go out to San Francisco, you know, with – you don't want to keep them in it if you don't have
well,
to.
I think that's ultimately the goal for both teams are trying to do that, obviously.
Right.
You want to win as many as you can first.
So will the party room be in effect?
It definitely should be in effect.
Yeah, so you should definitely go. So there should be a party tonight if they win, or do they just go home
and pray? They celebrate a win in August on Tuesday. You know, they celebrate every win. I think that's kind of been their motto. So it's I would expect nothing to change, and the celebrating to only get a little more intense as we get through this.
Hey, Woody, paranoid Cub fan Mark Harmon here.
See everyone around me, Carrie. I
want to go back to 08 division winning team. You had 34 saves, had a phenomenal year.
Oh God!
Yeah. Well, that was the last time they won the division, and James Loney hits a grand slam in game one. The crowd goes silent. I thought the energy in the park actually had an effect on the team. Like, can the crowd make any difference here whatsoever? I think we need positive energy, Woody. If things go wrong at the start.
Couldn't be more correct, and you're 100% right. I think the energy, you feel it at home. When it happens, you don't necessarily feed off of it, but you're like, uh-oh, we lost our fan. We lost them tonight. We got to try to get them back into the game. But, yeah, there's a huge positive versus negative effect on the energy level in a stadium. And, yeah, let's stay positive, Cubs fans, all the way through it, no matter what happens. We got a great team.
Thank you. Did you hear that, Ro? It's positivity.
Every time
yep, from you, Mark.
Carm has opened his mouth today, he has been Carmy Downer.
Right, it's been... exactly.
I just think we matter. I don't even want to bring up 03, but I watched...
Oh, God!
But I thought there was an effect there, too. It's like... the fans bring the positivity. It's important if you have a ticket tonight.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
Great pep talk.
Pep talk they're giving Trump right now on the bus. Hey, no,
don't
it's
worry,
fine.
It's going to go fine on Sunday.
No,
they won't bring it up.
No,
none of it.
When you go on stage,
it's not going to come up.
Totally good. You're fine. all right. So as we look at tonight, and you look at it's important as you're pointing out to get out hot, be as assertive as you can be at home. Going into San Francisco, because we're not going to get a chance to talk to you before that actually occurs. Going into San Francisco, what are the – because San Francisco is a weird environment to work in anyway, right? Because night, it's cold. There's a lot of wind off the bay there. What is the – are there tricks to that?
No, it's going to be – it's a similar feel to Wrigley in the springtime. And it'll be a similar feel tonight at Wrigley. It'll be chilly. The wind will be coming off the lake. It's going to drop a little bit as the game goes on. So it's just cold and windy. It's always cold and windy in San Francisco. So you know that going in. I don't think it's going to be cold enough where there's going to be grip issues for the pitcher. So I don't see it playing a big factor other than you know what you're dealing with when you go into San Francisco. Just like this time of year, those guys know what they got to deal with when they come into Chicago. So. Weather can play a little bit of fact, but I don't think it's going to be a factor tonight. The wind probably will not be helping balls leave the yard tonight, so we're going to probably be expecting another low-scoring game. And we've got our horse going, Lester, and they've got Cueto going. They're 19-18 game winner, so it should be a great pitching matchup. And you know, I think Fowler is a key for us, obviously getting on base and being active out on the base path.
All right, Kerry Wood, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
have
Gary.
Fun tonight. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Of course not. Go Cubbies.
There you
positive
go.
Positive row. Positivity.
I'm having positivity right now. Thank you,
Mark,
sir.
Mark, take care of that for me, please. Positivity.
Thank you, Woody.
Yeah,
I got you.
Oh, here's the guy.
He's the guy for you.
Yeah, he's the guy who's going to help me.
All right. Help for them both.
I'll meet you guys in the party room.
Yeah, thank you. Right. By the way, if you're in the party room and you see Violetta getting body surfed, this would be what happened.
She'd
be body surfed, and then like Dexter Fowler would like sprain his wrist while that's going on.
Oh,
don't
God.
Go to the party room.
Are you calling me fat?
No. Oh, God.
No, you're not.
Goodbye, Woody. That's it. Gotta go.
On that one.
WGN Traffic Trouble Spots by the Very Svelte. Lovely. How do I get out of this?
Well, I think
you know what? I'll just take it from here. Oh.